Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Let's head out to the guest line right now and welcome in a man that played his college football at Boise State. He was the third round, 102nd overall pick in the 2019 NFL draft by the Minnesota Vikings. He's had a successful career so far in Minnesota and now is going to be the lead back. And that, of course, is Alexander Madison. Alexander, always appreciate the time. Thanks for it. How are you?
I'm doing good. Of course, my pleasure. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Let me just ask you this right out of the gate. If I would have said to you after the playoff loss to the Giants that next year you'd be back in Minnesota and you would be the starting running back for the Vikings, what would you have said to me at that time?
Honestly, I'm not sure I would have said much. I probably would have just kind of laughed it off and thought, you know, in the back of my mind, I know that this is probably my last game here. I don't know if you saw, there's a kind of a viral video of someone capturing the moments where I was just really soaking it all in. And that was really not only just, you know, after that loss, it just hurt to just go out that way after that season that we had. But understanding that this could, and most likely is, my last game in U.S. Bank as a Minnesota Viking. It just all hit me at once, and that really was, you know, where I was thinking headed into free agency, that, you know, we're going to go find a new home, a new team, and so it was a pretty big shock to be back in Minnesota.
When you got the deal finalized with Minnesota on a two-year deal, just how did you kind of process that one with all those emotions that you thought you were on the way out?
It was extremely, how can I put it? It was one of those things, one of those moments where I knew it was a place that I could see myself, even when I got drafted there, I could see myself finishing my career at the Minnesota Vikings. Just the logistics of it all, obviously for me, didn't feel like it was realistic to do so. But I would have loved, and so now that I'm back, I do love the fact that I'm back, because when I first got drafted there, my first year, I was telling my family that I would love to just play my whole career here, play my whole career in one place, and the best place to play in the league at that. So to be back, I was extremely grateful. I was extremely honored that they showed their interest in bringing me back and their trust in bringing me back. And, you know, the deal that they proposed, it was something that was just it all just pointed in the right direction of that trust that they had in me and belief in me.
Were you close to signing somewhere else? Was that ever a real possibility? Did that ever get close?
There was some talks, but Minnesota, they had the most respect behind their offer towards me, and you could tell that they wanted me there. And I'm not sure if there was any other back on their radar. I think I might have been the one back that they were trying to go after in free agency, and then, you know, the cards kind of fall after that. So there was some talk here and there, but once the guy started signing, all directions started to point a little bit towards narrowing down to Minnesota.
Alexander Madison here with us. We're familiar with you. We've talked to you a bunch throughout the years, but now you're going to get a lot more carries in that backfield, being the lead back. If people haven't seen you play, what does Alexander Madison bring to a football team?
I like to always go by the motto behind my running style is a downhill, fast, and physical back. I play with violent knee drive, and I bring physicality and, sneaky elusiveness. And I think that when you see me step on that field and see me play, that's exactly what you'll see.
Why are you ready for this moment to be the lead back in Minnesota now?
I prepared for it my entire career, my entire life. I've prepared to be in this position. You know, I've dreamt of this moment. I've dreamt of this opportunity. So now it's all about seizing the opportunity and continuing to prepare like a pro, practice like a pro, and recover like a pro. And, all hats off to Dalvin Cook and the way that he was able to really mentor me and challenge me to continue to challenge myself and to challenge him. Even though we knew the dynamic of the running back room, we were able to, create such a competitive and brotherhood bond that he was making me a better person every day.
With that relationship and that synergy that you guys shared, there were so many rumors that Dalvin Cook was either going to be traded or released this offseason. When it became official that Minnesota was moving on, just how did you kind of react to that?
It was definitely something to process. We had talked pretty much five times between me signing back and him being released. And, we knew that it was going to happen. We knew that it was a matter of time. But, obviously to the public, it was something that wasn't out there. But the conversations between us, it was just, he passed the torch. And I'm just extremely excited for this opportunity to not only make him proud, but not let him down. Just because I understand how much he meant to this organization, how much his time here was so impactful. So just talking to him, that's kind of where our mindsets were throughout the process. He was glad that if he was passing the torch, it was to me.
I know you said there was a lot of things behind the scenes that the public was not made aware of. When you re-signed in mid-March, did you know and did you have a good feel that he was not going to be back with the team?
Yeah, pretty much. Signing that deal, I kind of knew what it was. That's one thing I can commend with the front office of the Vikings. They keep it real with you, and they give you, straightforward answers. And, I wasn't signing a deal to come back and be a backup running back. So kind of from just signing those papers, we knew what eventually it was pointing to, just because of how, the business of everything works. Of course, Dalvin Cook is a franchise, a historic back in Minnesota history. So it's definitely not an easy decision on their part at all, but, the business of everything kind of just shakes things up.
Alexander Mattison here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. A lot of people are wondering, what direction is this Minnesota Vikings team heading in with some of the moves that they've made and some of the players that they've said goodbye to this past offseason? You got a lot of talent on this team. What do you believe that this group can accomplish this upcoming season?
Well, the big goal that we have is, to make that big dance at the end. I think that we're fully capable, and I think we have the confidence within the team to really go get that done. But, we take it one game at a time, one week at a time. We understand the many goals that we have in between getting there, but I wholeheartedly believe that this is a team coming back this year, and the added pieces, even though we have lost some pieces, I think we have a great opportunity ahead of us going into year two with this offense, with bringing in Brian Flores to head that defense. It's definitely looking scary on that side of the ball, and I think that we have the utmost confidence and capability for us to go make a run this year.
What do you say to people that look at Minnesota and go, they won so many one-score games last year that they thought you guys were fraudulent, and also that this team's not going to be able to have sustained success? What do you say to the doubters?
I say tune in, tap in. It's not a fluke. And that was something that kind of got under our skins a little bit last year, is to understand that, how do we continue to do it time and time again, and people still don't believe in us and still don't think that we're capable of, being this successful and attaining the success that we did attain during that season. You don't finish games like that, you don't finish a season like that. It's just not real. So I just, you know, tell those people to tune in and get ready, you know, buckle up their seatbelts and get ready for another great season, because the mindset that we have coming into this is to prove all the doubters wrong and prove our supporters right. And just within our locker room, within our family, we have goals that we have for each other. And, you know, we're going to ride with each other no matter what the outcome is.
What did Kevin O'Connell, Alexander Mattison bring to this football team last year?
I think he brought not only an aggressive attacking mindset to the offense and defense, to the team overall, but just a positive mentality that, you know, no matter what, overcoming adversity is a part of life, is a part of the game. And we know that we can trust in him to give us 110% week in and week out, no matter the outcome, and to give us his all and trust in us, and we trust in him. And I think that's a big part of the foundation that we laid going into last season, is just that trust in one another and trust in the process and understanding that at the end of the day, we're the only ones that can beat ourselves. And, you know, if that's the case, then so be it. We go back to the drawing board and we figure out a way to not let it happen again.
I know you're very close with Dalvin Cook, like we talked about earlier, Alexander Mattison. Well, what is a team getting? Whoever signs Dalvin Cook, what are they getting right now in him?
Oh, man. I mean, his career speaks for itself. They're getting all-pro, Pro Bowl, superstar running back. I mean, there's not much I can, not much else I can say about him that doesn't speak for itself, but he's definitely one of a kind. He's definitely a leader, not only on the field, but off the field. He's definitely one of those once-in-a-lifetime special guys that just brings a different edge to his team. So, love him to death and wishing him nothing but the best. And we're going to be chopping it up soon when whatever happens. But, yeah, he's just one of a kind.
Hey, by the way, I know that you guys are both younger players, but you've had now a few years in the league. We all know how great Justin Jefferson has been. I'm just wondering, being on a same offense as Justin Jefferson, what have you been able to learn and pick up from him?
JJ is he's funny because he's sort of a mystery when it comes to how great he is. And I used to say it all the time. I don't even know if he knew how great he was going to be his rookie year. Like, we all saw it, but I don't think he understood the level of greatness that he was going to attain. I know, you know, everyone has those dreams. Everyone has that feeling that, you know, they're the best in their position, because you have to have that confidence within the game to go out there and be the best. But he definitely carries himself in probably one of the most humble ways that you can see a superstar carry themselves, an international superstar that he is, a freak athlete that he is. He definitely just carries himself in a different way. So just watching him and talking to him and everything, he's just one of those guys. He's still a kid just playing a game that he loves. And he was just blessed with some God-given talents, and he was blessed with the work ethic to make sure that he separated himself from pretty much any other receiver that's played this game. I think he's headed on that route for sure.
And I know that he still has 2 years left under contract, but they better get a deal done with him soon, because – you don't want to risk anything going the wrong way with Justin Jefferson.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You want to make sure he's the one you want to make sure retire the Viking. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Before we let you run, one of our affiliates is The Ticket in Boise. You played your college football at Boise State. How do you look back at what Boise State meant to Alexander Mattison?
Oh man, Boise State was probably one of the most pivotal time frames in my life. You know, those years make the young men that we grow into be. So I'm extremely grateful for the people I had around me, the mentors that I had, Coach Harson, Coach Marks, who really helped me develop not only a blue collar mentality on the field, but life skills to help me navigate through the stresses of life, overcome adversity in life, and just be a great, well-rounded human being. And I think I learned that much more from Boise State than even just, you know, the football side of things. And I can really just say that I'm extremely grateful for my time. And every time I go back, I just get to reminisce and all the hard times and overcome the adversity throughout my time there and just understanding that those pivotal years in my life at Boise State really kind of made me the person I am today.
Well, I always appreciate your time. Really happy for your success and excited to see with more carries how the season does pan on out for you guys this year. Thanks so much for doing this today and continued success, all right?
Thank you. I really appreciate you. It's always a pleasure.